With their tall steeples and classic lines, village churches are an iconic part of Vermont's landscape. Maintaining these old buildings has long been the job of the local congregation, but as church membership has dwindled, that's become an increasingly difficult job. As VPR Steve Zind reports, congregations are looking for new ways to keep churches in productive use.
There's a lot of history in the Christ's Church in Saxton's River. The pipe organ is circa 1893. The original building is 50 years older.
This is a great big church.
Two long rows of pews sweep to the front of the gleaming white nave.
Seats about 200 people.
It's easy to imagine the pews filled and 200 voices rising with the organ, but that's not the case anymore.
The people who worship here on a Sunday, about a dozen. The membership is about 45.
Jane Cook is secretary, organist, and chair of the church council. Cook says her tiny congregation is at a crossroads. As an aging group with dwindling numbers, they can't continue to maintain the building at a cost of $40,000 to $50,000 annually, even with the help of an endowment. They're considering selling the church to whoever would buy it.
That's a little scary.
Or giving it to a low-income group to convert into housing, which would mean the end of the church and its mission, which includes housing a daycare center downstairs and serving free meals. There is another idea, though, which at this point Cook says is
more of a dream.
It would be for people in Saxton's River to form a nonprofit to take over the building, continue the programs, and provide space for the congregation to meet and worship. The church membership has some difficult decisions to make about which direction to take, but Cook says it's getting advice and help from a fellow named Jim Thomas.
He gets very dramatic about churches that are crumbling as their people stumble down the stairs, you know.
The Reverend Thomas is from the Home Office, the Vermont Conference of the United Church of Christ in Randolph.
What generally happens is we work with a church that's willing to be honest about its future. There are some that are not. And then we work with them to make sure that they end well.
Once a congregation drops to a small number, Thomas says maintaining the building takes more and more of the members' energy. These congregations
tend to become building preservation societies rather than places of worship.
Shrinking congregations are not unique to the United Church of Christ. Ann Cousins of the Preservation Trust of Vermont has worked for years with churches, helping them plan for the future.
In Vermont, I think it's a big problem that there are church buildings that are being supported by a declining number of members.
Cousins says churches are finding creative ways to solve that problem. In some cases, it does mean disbanding the congregation and giving the church to another group, like the local historical society. But Cousins says church members have also had success keeping their buildings and appealing for financial help. That appeal is based on the recognition that the church is often central to community life. Daycare centers, food shelves, community dinners, AA meetings, they've all found homes in local churches.
When you start thinking about how these buildings are being used within the community, you can appreciate what they contribute back to the community and what is the financial value of that.
Cousins says churches are also broadening their missions to include providing space for visual and performance arts. She says nearly all of Vermont's historic churches remain in use. They may not be places of worship, but they remain true to their mission of serving their communities. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.